You're listening to Just Okay Gamers, where this week, does anybody have any wood planks I could use?
Wood plank? I got plenty of wood planks.
Okay, Mel, are you going to go get resources?
Yeah, I'm going to make a run.
Okay.
Sweet. Hey, there's this guy over here. He's coming towards us.
Hey, guys, can you make it lighter out?
I think we're just okay and we play some games. We're just okay gamers.
We were talking about Rush.
You're listening to episode 42.
42.
42. Of Just Okay Gamers. My name is Guido and I'm here with
Wally.
Millpool.
Nasty.
Wow! Fuck! 42 episodes, we get it right.
Fuck that shit.
That was nice.
What's up, guys? How you doing?
What's up, Nasty? Haven't seen you in a while.
I know, I think it's been close to a week.
Right.
It's been hell at work.
Work schmirk is what I say.
Yeah.
You guys ever say that?
No, I don't.
All the time.
So what's been going on in your personal lives? Millpool, how's sex?
It's going well, Guido.
Eh? Yeah. I'm drier than the Sahara over here. So there's that going. Do anything fun this past week, you guys? Give me something.
Just been playing Rust every day, man.
Yeah,
I don't know
Rust
what to tell you.
Yeah, I guess been I've there. Been there with you.
I'm learning Ruby.
Ruby Tuesdays?
Yep.
You're a hostess there.
I am. It's actually what my new job is. I told you guys I was working for a development firm, but it's named Ruby, and I only go there on Tuesdays. So.
Oh, okay. Yeah, and you seat people for the unlimited salad buffet. You ever been to Ruby Tuesdays?
I have. That salad buffet is fucking awesome, by the way.
It's a good deal.
Everything
there is
good. It's like
$8. All you can eat salad bar.
It's solid,
like
bistro food for a decent price.
Yeah.
I once went there and got a raw chicken on my
chicken thing.
Yeah. They gave me my meal for free.
That was a raw deal until they gave you the.
Yeah.
What do you like better, Ruby Tuesdays or Olive Garden?
Ruby Tuesdays.
I have not been to Olive Garden in probably 20 years.
Olive Garden is like Applebee's. Like half the shit's microwave, man.
Yeah.
What about Ruby Tuesdays or TGI Fridays?
Ruby Tuesdays.
Ruby Tuesdays.
Ruby Tuesdays.
For sure.
We don't have
TGI
Ruby
Fridays
Tuesdays
is
here.
Just okay.
TGI Fridays, I don't think they've like got new food in stock since 1993.
Yeah.
Well, their appetizers they have. That's the only thing they seem to have there.
You can get all that stuff in the frozen food aisle at the supermarket.
You're right.
Which is very telling, I should say.
Yeah. Cool.
Next up on Just Okay Diners Dives.
good food segment, fellas. But Guy Fieri, though, he can still fuck himself.
Doesn't he have a place in Chicago?
Does he?
No, it's in New York, and it's awful. You should be the New York Times food reviewer for his stuff. Like, all the food's undercooked, and the flavor combinations are shit. It's like, he clearly, like, just slapped his name on the place and walked away. It's
How
hilarious.
The fuck did he get to be a celebrity?
He won that
He's
reality
charismatic.
Show.
Yeah.
No, he literally won a reality show about Food Network's next big whatever.
But why do people still watch him? Why is he a thing?
Because it's on the Food Network.
Because the man likes food and he's a giant, obese, bearded fellow who eats.
Have you seen his hair? Like
it's from the 70s, it's from the 90s, right?
How can you not like
tips?
Yeah, I guess.
And he wears sunglasses backwards on his head?
His hair looks like Superman's Fortress of Solitude.
I just think of like the Backstreet Boys are NSYNC whenever I see him. The way that his hair is.
His hair looks like Frosty the Snowman took a painful shit. Because it's all spiky. Millpool?
Yeah. Yeah, we get it. We get it.
Thanks for playing that one out, though.
Mm-hmm. Cool. That's
Is it.
It?
That's a podcast.
Still going with that 10 segments.
Huh? Yep. I'm going to ride that one out.
I'll ride you out.
Please do.
No more Sahara for you, good sir.
I guess we jump right into League. I could talk more if you guys want.
About what?
I don't know.
We'll be able to talk for another hour.
See any good movies?
Really?
I went and saw The Hobbit this week.
Hobbit was fun.
I liked The Hobbit.
I don't like the ending, though. Sorry, spoiler.
The ending, what? It's just...
Yeah, you didn't even spoil
you didn't
anything.
Spoil it.
Wait a second. Saying. There's a fucking ending to it?
That's why I don't like it.
I take some objections to the ending as well, but...
I mean, they just clearly just set it up for 3, but...
Oh, yeah, 3 is going to be a giant money shot.
Yeah, that's what they did on the first one, too, though.
I disagree. I mean, 2 towers...
What do you mean? They flew away on the fucking Eagles. And then that was it. They were like, well we'll get to that Helm's mountain Deep? One day. No, the first Hobbit.
Oh, well, no, I'm talking about... you meant like the first trilogy.
No.
Yeah, I thought you were talking about the first trilogy, too.
No.
Because the third one's going to be the money shot.
Yeah.
I like money shots.
Wow. So, yeah, I saw that. I saw a lot of movies over the holidays in my 13 Days of Christmas.
Really? I didn't hear about any of this. Why didn't you tell me about this?
Your 13 Days of Christmas were 13 days of obligation.
They were. I didn't get a lot of time to do what I wanted.
That sounds like Christmas in general, though, to be honest.
Yeah. It's Christmas for everybody.
What'd you see?
Wolf of Wall Street, American Hustle, and...
How was the first one?
Saving Private Banks.
How's Wolf of Wall Street?
It was good. They were all good movies, but none of them had barrel chases.
I guess people were really angry about that barrel scene.
Why? I thought it was sweet.
Was like too unrealistic.
I thought it was really cool.
Oh, okay.
I thought it was fucking awesome.
In a magical world, it wasn't realistic enough.
Like the real hardcore Tolkien nerds are like, when he came off the shore and he stuck his hands under the barrel and was like becoming a whirling dervish was not realistic.
Yeah. Spoiler alert.
Sorry.
That movie has a middle.
It just made Legolas look that much more of a badass when he was riding.
I liked it a lot. People were taking issue, of course, with Evangeline Lilly's character. Although, in terms of like the other stuff that she did and everything, but I have to tell you though, you can tell she's truly a Tolkien nerd herself, and she is, by the way. She nailed the language pretty well, and
she nailed him.
She well, I don't know. Can't give that away.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, I think that's enough bullshit. Let's get down to the nitty gritty.
I saw a movie.
Shut up.
Nobody what cares. Movie did you see?
Something Life, Secret Life of Walter Mitty.
Yeah, of course you'd see that one.
How was that?
Yeah.
It was good.
Okay.
All right. Was there a barrel scene in that one?
No barrels.
Oh. Wouldn't it have been cool if there was?
Yeah. Now that I think about it.
All right. Good stuff. All. Good stuff.
What's your closing take now?
That's it?
That's it.
That's it?
That's it. On to League of Legends.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Sure.
Riot has announced a collegiate open. Go make a team if you're in college and sign up.
Most colleges have teams already, though.
Yeah, they do. They're just making it official.
Oh, that's sad.
Well, they made that
Why
official
is it sad?
Last
I
year.
I don't know.
It's a hobby club.
Yeah.
It's not like a school-endorsed team. They don't get school funding.
That'd be hilarious if they did, though.
They might. Well,
but they do put you on like their League of Legends collegiate team website if you have a team. So like people can go find you there.
Oh, you can be on a website?
Yeah, all the, like, you can register with Riot.
Count me in.
You want to go back to college?
Yeah, I'm in just college. For this. I think we should make our own collegiate team. Me and Wally and Millpool will all, like fake our admissions to your school.
This sounds like a movie that I've seen.
Yeah, every movie ever, pretty much.
Every movie.
Every movie involves people who don't belong to a certain subsect of people faking that they do in order to participate in sports.
It's like old school.
Mm-hmm.
That was a movie.
That was a movie. Was. Okay.
Oh, geez.
All right, let's go do that then.
We should. Make a movie?
Sure.
Or make a team. I'm kind of confused now.
So, what does this involve? What happens? What does the winners get?
So, teams can register between January 6th and January 22nd. And it says that you must be a full-time student. So, I guess we're fucked on that one for you guys. But it's being presented by Ivy Law. Play on words, obviously. But so, what they want to do is they want to start with 16 teams, and it's basically just going to be like a round robin. And the winning team walks away, or they have a prize pool of $100,000 worth of scholarships.
Nice.
So I think that's, it's pretty cool because they're actually trying to put a little bit of emphasis on college students playing, as opposed to, like, you know, just going straight out of high school or dropping out of college like some pro players have done recently.
Wouldn't the level of prowess required in training to be get to this level, even at the collegiate level or whatever, to win a scholarship be counterproductive to the notion of having a healthy life balance with your studies?
They should have grade requirements.
Yeah, that's kind of what I was thinking, because otherwise it's like, yeah, you got a $100,000 scholarship, but your GPA is 2.0.
Yeah, that's why we sign up for it. We beat up a bunch of nerds to do our tests.
Nerds?
What? Why do we have to beat them up? Well, to do them for us?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
To get us good grades so that we compete in this.
Okay.
Millpool, you're the first nerd I'm beating up.
Oh, shit.
In fact, you just do all our homework.
Great.
I don't know if I want Millpool to do my
homework. You know what? I'm not even in school and I want you to do my homework right now. That's how fucking nerdy you are.
You do fit the profile.
What homework do you have?
I'll make homework. I will sit here and write up essays for you to write.
You're just gonna,
okay, think up of one right now.
Just gonna become a teacher.
Give me an essay. Give us an essay right now. Homework quality essay right now.
A homework quality essay.
Yeah. Give us a topic right now.
Okay. When George Washington chopped down a cherry tree, name the tools he used. And his
absolute
method.
Absolute shit.
It's the best one.
And what?
And his method.
Of chopping down the tree.
Yes.
Axe.
It's like a sentence.
Give us embellished facts about an entirely an apocryphal event.
No, it's a good one. It's probably the best.
Okay.
Now, when we make this team, who's going to be the leader?
I call team captain.
Okay.
Just because I'm the only pressure. One that still plays League right now.
Hey, man, we're on hiatus. We're playing Rust.
Wait, no, it's sabbatical. Sabbatical. We're on sabbatical. Yes.
We'll be back.
Fair
There's
enough.
Stuff to talk about, like this thing.
Man, it's been pretty slow, though, this week, to be
it's
quite honest.
It's been slow forever, man. The LCS starts in 4 weeks. It's forever.
There has
Jesus
been some
Christ.
Asian stuff, though, going on. Shout out to my Asians.
No one gives a shit about the Asian stuff.
I'm trying to fucking, like, get them back on my side,
for
dude.
It.
Chill.
I was waiting for the slam.
Monte
coming.
Cristo can suck my dick.
I was waiting for the fucking Asian slam. God.
And then we wonder why our demographic doesn't grow much.
Give them time.
To what? Come around. No, Stockholm Syndrome?
Come around to our hatred.
Oh, man. What are we talking about? Snowdown's over.
Oh, yeah. I guess we can move on to that.
Oh, no, no, no. Anyway, so to finish it up, they're going to be playing on LCS broadcast February 22nd and 23rd, which is when I get back from Thailand. So that'll be sweet.
Thailand, huh?
Yeah.
Are you going to go to any internet cafes?
I'm probably going to not have any internet cafes anywhere near me. I don't even have a shower.
You don't have a shower?
Mm-mm. I'm taking 2 weeks worth of baby wipes.
You can make a shower.
Out of what, water?
Yeah, water jug. Yeah, make it out of water. First you get some sort of mold, fill it with water, and freeze it. Anyways. There you go, you got a shower. An ice shower.
You wait for it to melt?
Yeah. Stand under it, bathe in it, slowly drips on you.
Okay.
Ice shower, the shower that molests you as you clean.
Some of that sweet Thailand river water.
I'll pass. But yeah, that's the end of that. That's it.
Okay. Snowdown's over.
Snowdown is over.
No more 1v1. No more 2v2. What the hell are we gonna do?
Nice. Have you ever thought about rapping?
Every minute. So Snowdown has ended. They're probably in the works for making a new game mode. Do you guys have any idea what it might be?
I thought Riot talked to you about this stuff. Don't you have the inside scoop?
No, I want to see what you guys have to say first.
Oh.
So, I mean, how many other types? How many other like types of games are there really? The thing I could see them coming out with is a new map more than a new mode.
Yeah.
For like a short period of time. Because remember that map that they had that was like the 1v1, 2v2 map during Worlds? That was an All-Star game.
That one they nixed for this one, the last one, the Snowdown.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is, like, I'm thinking they might come out with a new map for, like, ARAMs or something like that instead of coming out with a new mode for a short period of time.
It's a good guess. It's not going to happen, though. You're wrong.
Oh, sorry. I don't have the Riot inside.
Yeah. Do you have any ideas? What could they do? What could they do from this point on? They could have some sort of game mode where they only give you all the one ability of the champs on like a limited cooldown.
They could have mode where like you pick your enemy's champions.
They could, yes, that'd be pretty sweet.
I wouldn't mind doing that.
I still like my gun game idea, where if you get a kill, you switch champions.
That'd be pretty cool too.
Pretty cool, yeah.
So that's good stuff. It's Millpools, though. That's the one that's coming out next. So
cool.
Good work, Mill.
Thanks. What do I get?
Yes, dude.
You get to play it when it comes out.
Yeah.
But you get to be the first person to play it.
I what?
You get to be the first. Yeah.
Oh.
But you're in a game by yourself, so. It actually, you just, whoever you get the first champ, then you're stuck until you quit the game.
Sounds like fun.
Yeah, I don't know what they're going to do.
I was also thinking they could maybe come out with like some ultimate bravery kind of mode where the recommended items is the only items that you could buy and it would do kind of like a random thing.
Right.
Yeah, that would be cool.
Yeah, so like you don't, like not quite to the point where ultimate bravery is like you have to buy this first and then this and then this and then this, but like you'd only be able to pick of those items that they would give you.
Yeah, it gives you whatever order. 6 random recommended items that you have to buy. That'd be cool. And maybe it levels up your skills for you randomly.
Yeah.
That'd be weird.
I don't know. I mean, that would kind of be weird, but at the same time, that would follow the ultimate bravery kind of mode of you have to follow the whatever they give you.
So, well,
but we already know what it is, so
yeah. So maybe the next one will probably be. Oh wait, this just in. That is the next one that they'll do after Millpools. So congrats.
Is Riot listening to us right now?
They are.
As it happens.
I have 17 staff members of Riot standing around me right now.
It's like furiously taking notes.
Yep.
We all have someone iPads.
Someone just leaned over and told you that?
Yeah, they did. They whispered into my ear.
Mr. Guido, that's the next one. I just want to let you know.
Thank you, Riot Schmegma.
Mr. Guido, Jacob's still stroking your anus. Can you stop?
No, I like it. Keep going. That's good.
Let the silence work its way out. Go on, go on.
Lemon Dogs is out of the LCS. Never coming back. They have quit professional gaming altogether.
Is there going to be that runoff then?
Yeah, there's going to be the match.
That's cool.
There's three teams that could take their spot, and there's a qualifier for them.
So, who are the teams?
Ninjas in Pajamas, Super Hot Crew, and someone else. I can't remember.
I hope someone else I can't remember gets it.
Good.
You like them?
Yeah.
Would that be our team name if we made a team? Something else I can't remember?
It'd be an okay name. So, yeah.
That sounds like my weekend sometimes.
I bet it does. You meet drink too much. We need to talk to you about your drinking.
Please. Father Guido, would you help me?
I think you need to step it up a notch. You know, really, you're not drinking enough.
It's not brewer season right now, so clearly.
Right. That'll come soon.
That's my excuse.
But speaking of that, by the way, in Columbus next weekend, it's Beer Fest.
Ooh, nice.
Very excited. All the major breweries in town will have their wares out in full force for sampling.
I'm actually going to Beer Fest next weekend, too. Like, a week from Saturday. Friday.
Good work. What do you guys think? So Lemon Dogs got kicked out because they couldn't supply a roster?
No, they didn't. Well, they officially got kicked out because they didn't fill out their paperwork in time. They, the Lemon Dogs owner, well, what, I don't know. What happened was, like, there was rumors that Lemon Dogs were going to sell their LCS spot to Ninjas in Pajamas. I guess in part because, I don't know exactly why, but three of the old Lemon Dogs players went to Ninjas in Pajamas, after the playoffs, like after the World Championships.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess Ninjas in Pajamas were just a better team. And Lemon Dogs, their entire team was composed of players who joined in December, like less than a month ago. So all these players were recruited or came into Lemon Dogs, and they just thought they had a guaranteed spot in the LCS because for whatever reason, everyone who used to be on the Lemon Dogs left for some reason. Three of them went to Ninjas in Pajamas, and the other two went elsewhere. So I don't know. There's speculation that they just had like ownership problems or management problems.
Wasn't there a rule that they said they had to have like 3/5 of their original team or something like that?
Well, Riot just changed the rules because there was speculation that Lemon Dogs were going to sell their spot in the LCS.
Gotcha.
So Riot just implemented like 3 new rules surrounding this whole debacle that did say that you have to have like 3 of your original players. I guess you can't trade more than 2 players at a time, and you can't change ownership Or ownership can only change in between splits. It can't change like during the season.
What? How did they think they would get away with that?
That is, I don't know.
Like, so we're gonna sell our spot, and Ryan's gonna be like, sure.
Well,
no problem. Sell away.
It happened with other teams. Like, I think Velocity.
Sold they even their say in spot. Their reasoning that somebody's done something on that before on a smaller scale or something.
Yeah, like it has happened before, and we've seen like rosters, you know, completely, almost right. completely, like changed over, you know, from like CLG and stuff.
Yeah. I guess so, behind the scenes, there's got to be money taken, changing hands and stuff.
Yeah.
Right?
You would think so. I mean, you don't just leave a team for no reason if you don't have somebody else, like, for a different team, just because I don't really like the chemistry of
yeah, especially not a team that's already in the LCS.
Right.
Right.
Like, it's kind of crazy that their entire roster would leave a guaranteed spot in the LCS to go to, like, challenger teams.
That's like the Green Bay Packers, like just everybody on their team leaving and saying, we're going to sell our spots. We'll take that Pee Wee team over there. They can have our spots. They give us enough money.
Going to some high school team or something?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That would be funny, though.
Well, it's I don't think... Like, the individual players didn't sell their spots. They all left before... speculation that the team was going to get sold, I think.
Mm.
Or around that time. Maybe that's why they left. Or one of the reasons.
Why did they name themselves Lemon Dogs?
Because they're like a car, they're just a lemon? Oh, that was shitty.
That was pretty bad.
Do you have a joke, Guido?
No, I'm asking you guys.
I think
guys.
It was an open-ended question.
Oh, yeah.
The only thing I can think of is Lemon Party, so I got nothing.
Lemon Party with dogs?
I suppose.
Just old dogs.
Old dogs doing each other?
Yeah, fucking each other. That's probably it, I think. I think we found out why.
That's what I'm going to think of when I see their name now.
Yeah, me too. Lemon Party Dogs. all right.
So the manager finally got paperwork submitted. He had like an 11:59 deadline, and apparently he submitted their paperwork 2 minutes before the deadline, and a lot of it was like not filled out. And there was just an article posted on Reddit where he's saying like, I thought it would be fine. Riot said it would be okay. They would let me know that I had to make changes, even though I didn't fill out the paperwork.
What a stupid idiot. How old is he?
I don't know. He doesn't look very old. And Nick
That's
Allen.
Not the way the world works. These kids need to know the world doesn't work that way.
Yeah. So Nick Allen from Riot responded and he's like, he submitted pretty much blank paperwork. Like, I don't know what to do with this. You can't submit this like 2 minutes before the deadline and... think that it's going to be okay.
Right. Wow. Well, I wonder who we're going to see. When is that tournament going to take place? Do you know?
I'm not sure. I don't know if they've set a date, but there's a qualifier and three teams, including Ninjas in Pajamas, could make it in.
Okay.
I think this is going to be exciting.
I don't know about exciting.
Well, I mean...
I think it's just something that happens, and then they're going to get a subpar team.
Does at least merit maybe a curiosity?
Yeah, but is it just going to be like another Velocity? Was it Velocity? Yeah, Velocity.
Yeah.
They did so shitty. They just like magically got into the LCS, but were like 2-20 at the end of the season.
Well, Ninjas in Pajamas were in the LCS last season.
Right.
And apparently they have like their original roster back together, which includes, I guess, the three guys who left Lemon Dogs. And Lemon Dogs is actually really good this past season. They finished in second overall. Or they finished second in the playoffs. They might have been first overall in the regular season.
So everyone seems to... It sounds like everyone wants Ninjas in Pajamas to get in there.
They seem to be the favorite.
Okay. I guess we'll just tune in and see.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Do we want to do this question? Discussion? Nasty?
Nah.
Nah? All right. We'll save it.
Yeah, we'll save it. Keep everybody else in suspense.
Tune in next week for this question.
They don't even know what it is.
We're not even going to tease it?
Nope.
Just a question?
Yeah.
We're going to ask a question next week.
There's going to be a question we're probably all going to answer, or at least two of us. The other ones, who knows? There might be four or three answers. Okay. That's it. Let's do some general gaming, huh?
Yeah, yeah. There's a lot going on there.
Yeah. Yo, 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 yo. My name is Nasty, and this is a segue.
Oh, man. Steam boxes.
Big steaming Steam boxes.
They're out. They're about. They're ready to take over your living room. Yeah. I know I'm going to buy three.
You know, I'm really kind of impressed with the range that they've had. They range from expensive to cheap and got all kinds of stuff going on under the hood. And I mean, it's like I was telling somebody else. I doesn't mean anything to me. I could just build a computer and load a Steam OS on it.
Right.
But for the everyday person that's always wanted to get into PC gaming but was too ashamed to admit to his friends or too scared to attempt to build himself or herself, that this might be a viable entry point into experiencing what PC gaming really has to offer.
But I feel like that's like four people.
It could be. I don't know. There is a disconnect there. I mean, the people talking about it are PC gamers, and if PC gamers already have their own solution, so unfortunately there is a horse to water argument being that could be made about it.
I mean, it's like a living room PC solution, right?
I mean, for gaming.
Yeah, but I mean, that's what consoles are, though.
Well, right. Yeah, but
I mean,
like,
it's kind of marketed as a console.
A lot of console games are coming out for PC now, vice versa, and I just think that people might be better served by the solution that a SteamOS provides, because you're getting all the versatility of a PC OS, but with all the power of a focused platform, a console. I mean, the problem isn't the hardware or the idea. The problem is trying to convince that an audience of console gamers that this is a viable alternative. And because I mean, granted, somebody who owns a PC could get a Steam box or build their own and put it in their living room. That's not really who they're trying to reach, I think.
Mm-hmm.
No, I think they're more aiming towards the people whose friends have PCs, and it's like, yo, you should get this game because I want to play together, but there's no other way that we can do it because
yeah, that's a good
you
point.
Don't want to get a PC. I'm not going to go get a console because I've already put so much into my PC. But look, you can go get this not so expensive thing for your living room, which keeps you in your comfort zone of sitting in front of a TV with a controller as opposed to sitting in front of a keyboard and mouse.
Yeah, and if you're feeling really kind of curious, you can always get out that wireless keyboard and mouse.
Yeah, exactly.
But it's kind of an entry point. And I think you hit the nail on the head. It's for the people who straddle that really weird divide where they have friends perhaps that are in the hobby and they want to dabble themselves.
And Steam started doing that family sharing thing too, where you can like rent games essentially from your friends,
mm-hmm.
which like fits perfectly with that description of that kind of person.
See, I really think that that's more where it's going towards, especially because I have friends that I talk to them about like gaming and they're like, well, what do you have? And I'm like, a PC. And they're like, oh, well, I guess we're never going to play together. And it's like, well, I'll help you build one. Oh, that's too much work.
I think the Alienware and the Digital Storm and even the regrettably the iBuyFlower is where it's a sweet spot because they're priced competitively, they have decent hardware. But what really confuses me and makes me laugh, I appreciate what Valve is trying to do in getting a lot of partners on board, but 13, and also of those, Falcon Northwest and Origin. I mean, Falcon Northwest is like the older than Methuselah in terms of PC gaming, and they're the most expensive next to Origin. They're always high-end boutique builders. I think the Steam boxes run from like $1,500 to $3,000 for the Origin PC is just ridiculous. And I don't understand. I don't know who that... That's for the clueless guy who's got money to burn.
Yeah, it says that their prices are going to run... Start at $18 and can rise up to $6,000.
Yeah, it's fucking ridiculous.
$6,000?
Yeah. No. This is why, though. Hold on. This is why. It's because it's Origin. They license their Steam box to like an upper-end boutique PC builder. Yeah. These guys' systems start at nearly $2,000.
They come with 32 gigs of RAM and 16 terabyte drives. Like, you're definitely getting top of the line stuff there, but at the same time, is it really worth it if you're going to be throwing it in your living room?
It's not. I just think it's ridiculous. But, you know, it's for those. It's for that niche of that niche that has money to burn, I guess.
I mean, it's easy for Steam to license that to anyone because the OS is already there. You know, in Origin, they're not like they don't have to do anything to.
Other than load an OS on it, right?
Yeah, exactly. They're just like loading different OSs on, you know, the PCs that they already have.
It's just another product on the shelf, I guess. You're right. It's hilarious to me when I see big ticket boutiques like that do this because it's just, I feel bad for the guys who don't know any better, I guess.
Yeah. $6,000.
That's for the top tier. We're talking like crazy. Two Titans SLI.
Not a Steam box.
Yeah.
Do you guys think that there's going to be room for like upgrades along the way with your Steam Box?
Sure, it's just a PC under the hood. If you cracked it, I'm sure you'd void a warranty, but it's still a PC.
Yeah.
I was going to say cuz that's where like the whole like Xbox and PlayStation guys don't really want to mess with things because they know that if they touch anything that they're going to be voiding a warranty.
Yeah, well, I think with the majority of the Steam Boxes outside of like the CyberPower Steam Box, there's just some serious fucking muscle under the hood. I think they're all Intel. I think they're all high-end NVIDIA, above at least a 700 series. I mean, they're not going to be out of style before the next console cycle. And since they're running SteamOS, which is a proprietary Linux-based software solution targeted towards games, you're basically taking the souped-up hardware, which on a regular PC would be suitable to play anything to begin with, and just getting away all the bullshit and processes, and it's steered just towards games. They're going to live forever.
The only reason that I'm asking is because if they are aiming towards that niche of like people that want to get into gaming PC or PC games, but at the same time they don't want to like have any of that, but then if they do want to dive into a little bit more of that, that'd be nice for them to be able to kind of like, you know, try messing around with stuff or open it up and see what's inside and not have to worry about like voiding a warranty or anything like that.
I think for some of the more accessible boxes it'll be fine, but some of the more prepared, like the Alienware stuff, that thing looks like an Alienware box. It looks like if you touched it you'd launch the space shuttle. So I don't know. So who knows? But yeah, it's a good point. I don't think you pretty much can.
Well, on the topic of spanning the PC frontier, Razer has kind of announced a new modular PC concept.
Yeah, I saw that. That thing looks sick.
Wally, do you know much about this thing?
It's called like the
Project Elise. Christine?
Or Christine, Project Christine.
They just released it at CES. A couple of days ago. I've kind of started looking at Razer because of other things, but I just happened to like see it on their website at the same time.
Yeah, I guess you can just pop in modules as it grows, as technology gets better.
Yep, there's self-contained, liquid-cooled modules that contain the RAM, the memory, the CPU, graphics, and you can hot swap them to determine what your power will be.
Cool idea. I don't think it's going anywhere.
It's just a concept.
Right.
The only drawback to it is that you're beholden to Razer.
Right.
Because unless they license the hardware.
Which they could do. If everybody was on board, it'd be pretty nice to have, like, you know, I don't know, a Corsair tower. And, sorry, I'm getting messages.
I feel like that's kind of where they're trying to go with this more, though, is trying to break into, like, the hardware side.
Yeah, like a Corsair modular tower where, like, an EVGA video card module plugs in, and then you can get your AMD CPU module, and everybody's just kind of making them. It's wishful thinking. I don't think that would ever happen. Everyone would have to be on board. But it yeah, you're just, you don't have the choices that you would have if you were building the straight up PC.
I think that's the true PC gaming access point solution, more than Steam boxes, is that hot swap ability.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's kind of hot swapped already. Really? I mean,
PC,
I can pop
or a Steam box. What are we talking about?
No, PC.
Here? Well, that's
I can pop open my case.
I can flop
out my hard drive and put a new one in, and like,
I'll flop your hard
drive.
But
1 minute. The process of doing that is you're taking the SATA cable, taking it out, figuring out where the SATA cable is in the motherboard, putting that in the mother. It's simple for us, but I mean, for somebody who doesn't know how to do any of that, it's still a little bewildering at first. As opposed to taking a giant cartridge and shoving it into a PCIe bus.
They should just go back to school.
Who are you
go back
about?
To grade school, babies. Learn how to take out a hard drive. You goddamn toddlers. What is this, daycare? No, this is big boy school. We're adults here.
Fuck. We go poopy in the potty.
That's right.
Do you have more homework for me?
Yeah, I do. I need to know how you would find out the theory of Pelagrium. Pelagrium theory.
Pelagrium theory.
I don't think that's a real thing.
School.
It's a new it's a new one.
Oh,
I just read it in a textbook.
How old was this textbook?
It's brand new.
Oh, okay.
I wrote it.
Oh, well, that makes all the sense.
What else we got here? Oh,
While we're on like the topic, real quick, of like hardware and stuff that's coming out. How do you guys feel about like wearable tech? So like watches, smartwatches, stuff like that.
That's the flavor du jour, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, that's something I'm kind of really interested in and want to get into. So.
I don't think it's the future, but I think the aspect of having wearable tech in some capacity tethered to your main tech isn't going away, and it will be present in some form.
Yeah.
I mean, you're already seeing it in conventional forms of attire, like wristwatches and glasses with Google Glass, and wristbands, but I think that's the tip of the iceberg. I think once someone comes up with something that's really revolutionary and that can be fundamentally worn day in and day out, it's going to really go crazy.
Yeah.
You don't think they'll just skip that step? That seems a little like...
Well, that's what I mean, skipping the step. The next step from that on the same principle will be the answer, but I don't know what form that'll take.
Right.
Because right now people are thinking conventionally, okay, what do we got on our arms and legs already? We got a wristwatch. Great. Put it in the wristwatch. So people have wristbands. Fantastic. Wristband. You know, maybe the glasses, because people wear glasses. We can wear that. It's great. But there's going to be something. I don't know if it's going to be like subdermal implants. I don't know if it's going to be something that you can put in the dermis of like the flesh or something in the iris of the eye, some kind of thin microchip membrane. But I think once it becomes a fundamental aspect of our existence, then it'll be revolutionary.
Yeah, I can agree with you on that.
All right. Slow down, Isaac.
Asimov?
Yeah. Nice work, Mel.
Yeah.
Good job.
Write a report about iRobot.
iRobot. Can we write a report about Milbot?
He should.
I'm still working on the theorem. What is it?
Pelagrians?
Pelagrian.
Pelagrians?
Pelagrian. Is that a drink? I feel like that's a drink.
What about the Palomino?
No, it's the Pelagrian theory.
Is that a horse?
The Palomino?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Palomino?
I think a Palomino is a horse.
Palermo?
That's a pizza.
Which theory am I working on?
The Pelagrino. Yeah,
Palomino is a horse.
The Pelagrino theory is how many drinks you can have of Pelagria before the world opens up in your mind.
It's a pomegranate martini.
And you get things that you wouldn't get earlier.
Like drunk?
Yeah. How many drinks before you get drunk?
The world may never know.
That's it.
Let's talk about Rust.
Yeah, let's get on to Rust. Mmm. I love me some sweet, sweet Rust.
Yeah. That's it.
Were you getting messages about Rust?
I was getting messages about Rust. The message reads, "You need to get done with that and help me with the people that built a shack on top of the mountains behind us. They keep killing me." No,
your sister?
Yeah, it's my sister. And the people behind us is that dude that was streaming.
Oh, yeah.
So we need to fuck him.
All right.
Fuck him.
So we have a Rust server, rust.justokgamers.com:28715. We've been playing on there quite a bit. We have a large group, like 15 people on a 50-person server. Last night we ran around 10 people strong. We didn't find many people. Did we? No.
No.
We just like raided bases and stuff. Nothing really fun. But the most notable experience I've had in the past few days is when we got into that firefight with those three dudes. Wally, do you remember this? It was right outside our base. They were kind of in the corner.
Yeah, they dropped me like a sack full of eggs, man.
Yeah, they were killing some of us, but then I ended up taking two of them out, and we couldn't get the third guy, so the other two ran back. Other two ran back.
And then we decimated them.
Yeah, and then we just fucked them up.
I'll fuck you up.
But that whole fight took, what, 20 minutes almost, it felt like?
Probably.
It felt like a very, very long time.
I don't think they realized the size of the beehive they kicked when they came after us.
We've also built this huge base that probably the span of maybe 15 minutes was rendered unusable.
Yeah.
Because of poor stair placement and whatnot. I just don't think you can build stairs in Rust, really. You gotta kind of go short and squat.
What? What do you mean?
You can't build stairs because they'll just knock them out and put a pillar there, which means that you won't be able to get back up to that level. Yes.
What if we built the same principle of stairs instead we just did a whole series of ramps that slowly went up higher and higher?
You can still knock out ramps with a pickaxe. So I think the best method would be to just make a giant box, a 13x13, one-story tall box.
You heard the idea about the board cube, though, right?
You were telling me a bit about that.
Explain it, because our listeners won't know.
Yeah, no one knows what we're talking about if they don't play Rust.
Well, just put a little bit of explanation behind what you guys are trying to do. Yeah,
go to town. Here. Somebody go to town. I've talked enough.
Ah, boy.
Does anyone know what Rust is? We talked about
Rust. We've talked about Rust a little bit.
Well, let's give them a little
recap.
It is a survival game. You start with nothing. You have to craft weapons and shelters. And you live in those shelters. Other people raid them. They take your stuff. They rob you. They kill you. And once you die, you don't have anything. Until you get back to your shack, and if you stored something in there, you can kind of get that back or whatnot. But if you die, you're dead. You come back, there's nothing on your body again. You have to start all over if they end up taking everything.
A good way to describe it would be a mix between Minecraft and DayZ, kind of.
Right, yeah. You build a lot of bases. You can't really cut into the world like you can in Minecraft. You can't dig or take pieces from this place and put them over here. But you can get, chop down trees and then use the wood from the trees to build something. But even chopping down trees doesn't make them disappear. So there's that.
Rust is still early, though. So, I mean, there's still a lot. It's still an alpha, right?
It's an alpha game. We talked about that earlier. It's a game... And,
it's a game.
I don't know. I feel like we're talking to people that play with us at this point.
We kind of are a little.
Yeah, a lot of people from the podcast that listen to the podcast have joined us on our Rust server. If you don't have Rust, you should get it and come play with us. How about that?
$20.
Yeah.
And then we'll explain everything to you. I don't think these stories do them any justice. It's fun. Come. Oh, wait. Wally, tell him. Wait, were you there for the when we made that kid suck Millpool's dick?
Yes. we made a small child suck Millpool's dick.
Yes, by gunpoint.
Yeah.
In the game.
Yes.
Nope.
In real life.
Real life. We all had our guns. Walking down the street, first kid we saw, suck his dick now or die, child.
Fucked up.
And then I made him write an essay. I don't know, man. That's it. Fuck
Rust.
That's it.
Fuck
Rust. Done with that game. Piece of shit game.
We keep playing like a million hours though.
Yeah.
Yeah, how many hours do you have in that game?
Let's find out.
Yeah, we can check for you.
102 for me.
I'm more. 127.
You've been playing days off, man.
Yeah, I've had lots of days off.
Right.
Let's see where I'm at.
3. 2. Yeah. I put that much time in like, I bought it 3-4 weeks ago.
2 weeks?
No, it was like 3 weeks.
Solid play. You had 13 days of Christmas off, and that's where you put a majority of your time.
Yeah, but I've been back this whole week. I don't know.
True.
Even had a day off, too. Yeah.
It was too cold. It was cold here.
It was.
We didn't get snow.
I worked from home that day.
Millpool, you got a lot of snow, didn't you?
Yeah.
Just okay weather update.
I like how your summary of Toronto is, yeah, I got snow. Read the news, man.
Yeah, we had a bad ice storm, but that was like before Christmas.
Yeah, Susan Sarandon. No, wait. Ah, fuck. Sigourney Weaver.
What?
Ice storm.
Yeah, storm.
Callback.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh.
The movie, The Ice Storm?
Yeah, yeah.
Jeez.
Sigourney Weaver?
Okay. Do you want me to write an essay on it?
Yeah, please do.
Actually,
write
a review right now.
Or else you'll get beat up, nerd.
Yeah, I know.
I'm going to take your glasses and break them in half, and then you'll have to tape them. All right.
That's it.
That's it. Yeah. That's it for general gaming.
Yeah.
Let's do this Mad Libs. Hold on, let me segue it. Give me a second here.
Second.
Shut up.
Hi, I'm Guido. This is a segue. Segue.
You already used that one.
No, we didn't.
No, we didn't.
Earlier, didn't you?
No.
Or was that Wally?
It was mine.
Yeah, it was.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Oh, yeah.
I remember.
You remember that from 30 minutes ago?
Yeah.
All right, Wally, this is your pony here, so ride it.
I need to get the list ready. Can you just talk amongst yourselves just a second?
Did you just say this is your pony, so ride it?
I have the story. I just want to keep track of the words, so I'm like writing what it is in front of it. Since I didn't write it, Calls wrote it, our listener, Calls.
Shout out to Calls.
Shout out to Calls. I'm better than you at video games. I know he gets upset when we bring up that.
You're so mean.
Am I?
Yeah.
Maybe I should evaluate my...
You should evaluate your life.
I should. You're the one that fucking wanted to throw boiling soup on an orphan.
I evaluated my life.
I still like how you got into an argument about who's more of a hard ass or the orphan by how you both killed people. Okay, it's ready to go.
Oh, by the way, I think we're going to have Loco Doco on the podcast next week.
Oh, yeah.
We're still working out the details, so...
I'm sending him emails. I hope it's the real Loco Doco this time, though, not just some fucking kid.
Okay, I'm going to run this really quick, because we got to get a whole bunch of stuff filled out.
Holy shit, all right.
Adjective.
Running.
No, that... Well, oh, runny. That's a verb. How about runny?
Hey, body part.
Arm.
Third world country.
Nigeria.
Croatia is another third world country. Nigeria. Okay. In the league lore, name an alliance or country.
Demacia.
Okay. Name a number between 1 and 60.
12.
Adjective.
Stupid.
Verb.
Squishing.
Punching. Squishing? I like squishing.
Fast animal.
Cheetah.
Yes.
Yes.
Slow animal.
Turtle. Slow cheetah.
Sloth.
Turtle.
With two legs.
Religion.
Slow cheetah.
Religion.
Scientology.
Nice.
I need a creature from myth. Greek, myth? Medieval. Hold on here.
Oh, Zeus.
That's a god.
A god.
Oh.
How about
a falcon?
No.
That's an animal.
Wait, what's that one? Oh, gosh.
Any creature from all of myth and legend.
A griffin. Oh, geez. No, a phoenix. Phoenix.
Phoenix.
From the ashes, okay, it will rise.
Adjective.
Rise. Wait, ashes. Ashy.
Ashy? Okay, ashy. Rise! I need to know, what is this? A place you would find in an office.
A place?
A corner?
Yeah.
Yeah. Some name a location in a regular office environment.
Reception desk.
Room.
Cubicle.
Cubicle.
Reception desk. Cubicle. Color.
Millpool's butt color.
Brown.
Let me try Millpool's butt color and see if that works. Okay. Number. Give me any number in the entire world.
69.
Unit of time.
Nanoseconds.
Oh, nanoseconds.
Nice.
I like that.
Sexual position.
My favorite?
Anal.
Okay. Position.
Adjectives. That's in a position.
Okay, anal with a anally. Twist of doggy. Anally doggy. Oh,
okay, adjective.
Jesus Christ calls.
Fiery?
The fuck is this?
Fiery?
Okay, something.
Are we mad libbing the Bible?
A piece of jewelry.
A ring.
Okay, a Just Okay Gamer's character of the characters that have come on our colorful show.
Future Millpool.
Future Millpool.
Future Millpool. He's more favorite of mine.
A familial relation.
Grandpa.
Gay brother.
Gay grandpa.
Okay, another length of time. A length of time.
A length of time?
A year?
400,682 years.
Okay, type of flavor.
Grape.
Spice. Yeah.
Okay, adjective. One more adjective and we're done.
Grapey.
Spicy.
Grapey? I'm going to do spicy. To do grapey. Okay, this is the first time I've ever done this. Like, I wrote this literally in like December 17. This is the second time I've seen it. Okay, so attention summoners, there is a new map being released in the upcoming 3.16 patch, and the Just Okay Gamers crew is here to tell you about it. The Runny Arm Tower. Where instead of a flat map with lanes, summoners will navigate 12-story building themed with Nigerian architecture, where two teams
popular architecture,
two teams of 12 champions will compete in a whole new frontier of stupid MOBA gaming that will challenge them to squish their opponents all the way to the top.
That works, kind of.
Players will find themselves utilizing a new elevator system to traverse shortcuts with the speed of cheetahs, hunting down turtles. The map also features a new buff based on the mythical creature in Scientology lore. The phoenix? The phoenix of ashy reception desks? Also affectionately dubbed the Millpool's butt color buff?
Butt color buff?
Yes. For the radiant light it gives off alongside of its bonus. Unlike other buffs, however, this will instead increase the gold income of your enemies by 69 per nanosecond rather than benefit your team whatsoever.
That's pretty OP. They should probably look at that one.
This gold can be used to purchase the items you are familiar with alongside a new trinket exclusive to this genre of bending anal twist doggy style of a map, duly named the Fiery Ring of Future Millpool's Grandpa. Fire Ring of Future Millpool's Grandpa.
Gay Grandpa.
Gay Grandpa. Which doubles your movement speed when on stairs. Whichever team manages to reach the top floor first and fend off the enemy for 400,682 years will achieve grape victory. We will keep you posted as more developments come forward on this grapey new addition to the league.
Sounds pretty grapey.
Yeah, sounds like my kind of new map that I was trying to move towards earlier.
12 floors of Nigerian excitement await you.
Well, pretty good.
Good job, Gals.
Pretty good.
If any other listeners have something they want to submit, we would be glad to sit here and fumble our way through it.
Yeah, exactly. I was like, oh my God.
Yeah. We also need questions or voicemails, so send those in. Because we'll probably do that next week or something. So,
yeah, since we might have Loco Doco.
Oh, yeah. Your questions for Loco Doco. Oh, we should have a questions segment with him.
Yeah. Send him in. We'll ask him. If he's okay with it. Like I said, he said 90% sure he's coming. So that's a pretty high percentage.
Right. I mean, what else is he going to do? He's not playing games.
Yeah.
And he's trying to get back into school.
He might kill himself.
No, don't. I don't want him to kill himself.
I hope he doesn't, but...
I hope he doesn't.
You guys saw that video.
People have problems, like depression and stuff.
People have problems.
Stuff happens, you know.
Yeah.
What voice is that?
That's it.
That's my voice that I talk with. It's good stuff.
Great stuff.
All right. You know what we need to do now, though, right?
Listener of the week.
You got it.
Yes. Yo, listener of the week now. He's gonna be real sweet now. It's listener of the week. Yeah.
This week's listener of the week. Isn't that right, Kitty?
Yeah.
This week's listener of the week is Zombies on Ice. This person, which I think is a female, guys.
Oh.
Yeah. She gave us 5 stars.
Out of what?
Out of 28.
Oh.
Not very good review. I don't know why they have the 28-star scale.
It's a little weird.
Yeah, iTunes needs to kind of get with the times. She titled her review 10 out of 10, Wood Bang. And the review goes as follows.
Heard that one.
So it took me 20 minutes of putzing around to successfully create and validate my Apple ID just so I could comment. So you know it's good. Digging it, and their online community has been very welcoming. So that's our listener of the week. Thanks, Zombies on Ice. That's it.
Yo, listener of the week now, he's gonna be real sweet now. It's listener of the week. Yeah.
I just did the math on what a 5 out of 28 is. It's like 17%.
You could be listener of the week. Just leave an iTunes review. We'll play a game with you. Zombies on Ice, you've been in our Mumble. You're welcome to play more games with us. Jeez. But we're playing Rust, so.
I'll be on League this week, if I can.
You can't just ask people to buy games.
Yeah, no, I'm saying I'll be on League.
I know. So. Yeah, I'm always on League. All the time. I'm always on League. I have 30 game invites right now.
Oh, look at you, Mr. Fucking Popular.
All right, look at me.
You look pretty popular.
Yeah, I do.
Chat room, anything?
Oh, yeah, Mumble too. God damn it, Mumble.
Whatever.
We already did Mumble boxes.
Skip it for 1 week.
No, we can't skip it. Well, because we're pimping our own Mumble channel now.
Oh, yeah.
Go to mumble.justokgamers.com in your Mumble client with the port of 36090. Come play some games with us. And it could be Rust. It could be other stuff. There's a bunch of people in there. What do we got on right now on our Mumble server? Probably a good, 25 people? Maybe a little less.
We're on
20?
It.
20? Yeah, we're on it. That's all that should matter. Jesus Christ. Yeah. Fucking...
Guido's cat is on it.
Yeah, you can hear her. She's got her own channel.
She should. Damn, man, your cat is... She loves you.
Right? She's all about it.
That's her dick sucking noise.
Oh, God.
She wants a dick?
No, she is sucking my dick.
Oh, nice.
Yep, I like bestiality.
Ugh. Yeah, okay, you don't have to state that. It's obvious.
It is?
Your cat is sucking your dick. It sounds like she likes it. We're wrapping this one up.
Classic. I surgically put human lips on her tuchus.
Stop! That's fucked up. You know you're overboard if Nasty's like, oh. All right, I'm going to plug us out now. You guys can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/JustOKGamers. You can check out our website, JustOKGamers.com. You can follow us on Twitter at JustOKGamers. And you can send us an email to JustOKGamers@gmail.com.
Only you would turn a purr into like something horrible. She's so happy.
Oh, fuck.
Kill it right here.
Don't tell me what to do. Getting my dick sucked by a cat.
It's better than Sahara Desert in here lately.
All right. That's podcast.
That's all.
Bye.
Bye, yeah.
Nope.
You're not finished?